Welcome to all our advanced listeners, wherever you are, and I'm sure that you'll be very interested in this because I'm interested in it because, as you know, I'm from Seattle. And the wonderful thing is that we have four people with us today from Seattle. Let's give them a hand. Isn't that great? Good to have you. Imagine having people from Seattle on Advance. Are you all happy to be here?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Well, you have the leader of your group here. I'm going to ask her to say something first. Colleen, tell us something about what you're doing here.
Well, my name is Colleen, and I am here in Taipei with nursing students from Northwest University, and that is located in very near Seattle in Kirkland. And we are here for 1 month, and the students are working, and I am also from Washington State, where Seattle is, and I'm from Everett.
Well, that's a good thing about you're in the Seattle area. You know,
yes.
We have all these surrounding things in every big city, and you have six nurses with you.
I do.
Some of them are women and some are men.
Yes, I have.
I'm going to start with the men here because, you know, we don't often have a lot of men nurses, do
That's
we?
Right.
And let's tell us your name, sir.
Howdy. My name is Michael. I'm one of Professor Colleen's students. I, too, live in the Seattle area.
So she's your teacher, then?
Yes, ma'am.
You better do a good job today because your teacher's here, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Michael, this is your first time to be on the radio with us, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, thanks for coming. And then we have these two other young ladies, these nurses here. Would you introduce yourself?
My name is Lexi, and I actually live in Seattle, Washington. I've never been on the radio, so I'm very excited to be here.
Good. Well, we're so glad that you can be on our advanced program for your first program and say hi to people all over the world. And who else is here today?
Hi, my name is Celeste, and I also live in Seattle. I'm very excited to be in Taiwan for the month and to be at ORTV.
Well, I'm so glad to have some Seattleites, people who live there, on my program because we don't have people from Seattle here very often, and I hope you all get to visit that place someday. Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. But now we're going to talk about the subject that we have today on page 32, if you have your magazine, and if you're driving, don't look at your magazine, if you're listening in the car. But if you're home, open your magazine, page 32. And what is the title of the article that we're going to be reading today?
It looks like we're going to be talking about Seattle's housing market.
Seattle's housing market. Everybody needs a place to live. This is a very ordinary subject. What does it say under the subtitle there?
Locals and internationals alike are lining up to become property owners in one of America's most desirable cities.
Oh, you've got to read that part with a little more energy. One of America's most desirable cities.
Yes.
That's Seattle. Yay. Isn't that good?
Yes.
You know, you can tell I'm from there. Okay. But the local people, you're the local people, and people from other countries, internationals, all of them, they're kind of lining up because they want to own property in Seattle. And I didn't say this. This is written by the news agency, and they said it's one of America's most desirable cities. I've been saying that for years. What do you think?
That it's very desirable. There's many things there. The beauty that we have,
right.
The mountains and the sea make it very beautiful.
There are many desirable places all over the world. I've been to a lot of them. Some of them have mountains. Some of them have lakes. But in Seattle, we have everything, mountains and lakes and you know, a lot of green trees and everything. Isn't that fun?
Absolutely. It's just gorgeous.
So no wonder everybody wants to move. Don't move there yet. It'll be too crowded, okay? But let's find out more about it because in China, people are very interested in there. China's real estate agents, they explain why they love Seattle. We live there. But this article was written by the Seattle Times and was distributed by the Tribune News Agency in Chicago. So everybody's been reading about it. So let's read the very first paragraph down through line 15 right now. Read out loud with us.
China's real estate agents explain why they love Seattle. One of the biggest stories in the Seattle area real estate market continues to be the strong interest among homebuyers coming from China. So why are so many people from China interested in buying here? And will it continue? To find out, we joined a delegation of 15 top real estate brokers from mainland China to check out the area and tour homes. The brokers included the leadership of the China Alliance of Real Estate Agencies, whose membership handles about 60% of home sales in China.
Now, a few years ago, it seemed like the Japanese people were going all over the world, and you'd always see Japanese tour groups, and now it's people from China going all over the world. Have you noticed that?
I have.
Yeah, a lot of people going around, and they're visiting different places, touring, but some of them want to buy property because they have a little more money now than they did a long time ago when I first came out here, you know? And so the real estate agents are explaining, those from China that are real estate agents, they are saying why they like Seattle. And it's a very strong interest among home buyers coming from China. And we're going to talk about why they would want to buy something there. So why are they buying there? So how are we going to find out? What are we going to look at next here? Who's going to go there to find out?
The people that, the brokers.
Yeah, there's a delegation. 15 top real estate brokers. Mm-hmm. They're probably from Beijing or Shanghai or something. They are the top ones. They're number one. What are brokers anyway, Colleen?
Brokers are people that buy and sell real estate.
Okay.
Property.
So that's their job.
That's their job.
To handle the buying and selling of property. And they want to check out areas, and also they want to see the homes. They don't want to just pictures of it. They want to go there and look at it. Have you seen some of those around Seattle sometimes?
Yes, they tend to put up their signs so you'll be able to contact their agencies.
Good. So you can see them around. They're all looking around for places to buy. So these brokers, they have this, what they call the China Alliance of Real Estate Agencies, these big long names. But their membership handles about 60% of the home sales in China. So that's a pretty big agency, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they go over there. And then, of course, we have people that are from Asia that are in Seattle now selling things to them. So it works kind of both ways. But let's find out why Seattle, and we're going to talk about that more. So let's just take the next paragraph. Why, of all the places in the United States, why Seattle? Let's read it.
Why Seattle? The brokers all said good schools, clean air, proximity to China, beautiful natural resources like lakes and mountains, and the growing economy are the main draws, with most citing Amazon, Microsoft, and Boeing as internationally renowned companies. It's like Vancouver, but cheaper, is how Yi Liu, a broker in China, who serves as the Real Estate Alliance's vice president, sums it up.
Now, these brokers that went there, they're the top ones, and there's several things they said. What is one of the first things that they said about Lexi?
They said that there's good schools in the Seattle area.
Yes, you think that's true? Northwest is a good school. That's the one you're from, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of good schools there. That's true. They have good education. And what was the second thing that they said, Salise?
There is clean air in Seattle.
Oh, that's so nice. You know, I remember when the first time I went home from Asia, got off the plane in Seattle, and that air seemed so different because it wasn't so crowded and polluted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you've been in some place like Beijing where they're working on the air, you go to Seattle and say, oh, clean air. So let's keep it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, clean air is very important. And what was the third thing that they said, Colleen?
They said that the proximity to China is there's a closer proximity, which means that it's closer to or more direct.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's sure a lot closer than New York, those places, you know. And I know when I was going to school in Seattle, and we always talked about Seattle as being the gateway to Asia, because from Seattle and San Francisco, you can get on a plane and go directly here. It's a lot faster. So it's close to China. It's not that close.
No.
But it's closer than the rest of America. It's the first place you can land. So that's one thing. And so there's another thing, though, that's very important. What else did these brokers say, Michael?
They say that there's beautiful natural resources. These would be things like lakes, parks, mountains, just the nature in its abundance.
I think that's what a lot of people like. You know, most people in Seattle like to live near the water or have a view of the water. Do you think so?
Definitely. And in Seattle, you get a lot of options to do that. There's two major lakes in the downtown city area, and it's also along the Puget Sound. So people have a lot of opportunity to see the water.
That's true. You know, when you go to a restaurant, sometimes you like to have it right on the lake so you can see people going by in their boats. And some of my brothers that worked at Boeing's and different places, they would go home to Lake Washington, park the car and go out the back door and take a boat and go out in the boat right from their house. We love the water, don't we?
Yes.
And there's two big mountain ranges you can see, and it's just really a beautiful place. And then there's the Puget Sound, which is like the ocean, isn't it?
Yes.
So there's plenty of water around there, which means there's a lot of fish and clams and things like that. So those are the natural resources. But there's something else, too. Because if it's a beautiful place and there's nothing going on and no business, it'd be kind of hard to live there. So it talks about the growing economy. And I think that the economy continues to grow, certainly than from when I was first there. But that's the main draw. Draw is something that attracts you to that place. What are the economy things that attract people there right now?
Well, we have big corporations like Amazon, Microsoft, and Boeing.
Right.
That are very well known throughout the world. That
it used to be mostly Boeing's a
yes.
long time ago. When I was in high school, it was always Boeing's. And one of my brothers was a vice president of Boeing's personnel. And I thought, well, can always get a job there because my brother's there. That was Boeing's then. That was the big one. But now Amazon has grown so big all over. And, of course, Microsoft and Bill Gates, they made Seattle quite well known.
Yes.
But
yes.
they also caused a lot of traffic jams because everybody wants to work there, right?
That is the truth.
It's the truth. And... But it's internationally renowned companies. Everybody knows them. Now, Vancouver is kind of like a sister city. It's not very far away, just a couple hours north, and that's in Canada. But it's also on the water, and it's a very pretty city. But what's the difference from Seattle and Vancouver? What does it say, Michael?
It says that it's a lot like Vancouver. However, it's a lot cheaper in the real estate. It's a lot more affordable for people to be able to live there.
I didn't realize that it was even cheaper than Vancouver because, you know, it's not cheap anymore. But Vancouver's in Canada, and it's very close. It's quite nice, and there's other cities there. But this is Mr. Liu, who is a broker in China, and he is what they call the Alliance Vice President. He's the one who's in charge of that. He sums it up this way. What does it mean to sum something up, to sum it up? Do you know?
So when he's talking about Vancouver, there's a lot of similarities and differences between Vancouver and Seattle. But to sum it up, he's just pointing out the major points and making a summary of what he thinks is important to know.
Right. So there are a lot of things if you want to compare. But I think in Seattle we have more lakes in the city. You know, and things like that. So, you know, to sum it up, there's a lot of things. And being cheaper is important. However, it seems to get more expensive, doesn't it now?
That it does.
It really does. And we're going to find out how expensive as we read on. Let's take the next paragraph and find out about these homes in Seattle and what they're like. Let's take the next paragraph.
Are the homes used as investments or actual residences? It's about 50-50, said Chris Hu, vice president of BA and 515J Group, a brokerage in Beijing. Those who rent out the homes can see 5-6% profit a year, he said, as the local market continues to see rising prices. Families in China will often send just their kids to live here and go to school. A lot of Chinese buy here as an investment in education for their kids, Hu said.
Now, the idea here is when you buy a home, usually people would buy a home because they want to live there. And some of you probably moved. Have you moved since you were born different places?
Yes, I have.
Did you buy any homes in your family, or did you buy the home or rent or what?
My parents did. They bought the home.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And usually you buy a home because you want to live there, right? Isn't that true?
Absolutely.
But some people who maybe have a lot of money, they want to buy it like an investment. Maybe they'll buy an apartment house and then they can get money from that. So they buy it like an investment. So are these homes that they're buying right now, are they buying them because they want to move to Seattle? Or do they buy them just because of investment? What do you think?
Well, it seems that about half the people want to buy them for a place to live, but the other half tend to want to buy into the house so that way that they could make money in the long run.
Right. You know, people will buy property in different countries even, and then they'll sell it and make money on it. But most of us, an average person, just wants a place to live, right?
Yes.
I don't think we're into an investment thing, but some people do that. And people now who have made money in factories and things in China, they want to invest it in land. And instead of doing it in China, they say, well, let's go to different countries. And some go to the United States. And, as it said here, that Seattle is one of the places that they're really interested in. They have a strong interest there. So that's why they're going there. This man, Mr. Hu, is the vice president of this brokerage. So he's a broker and he's this company in Beijing. You know, Beijing is a nice place, beautiful, but the air is not as good as Seattle, that's for sure, right?
Yes.
But those who rent their homes, if they're just renting them, they think that they can see 5 to 6% profit a year. So if they buy a house and rent it out, then they can get more money all the time. So some of them do it as an investment, don't they?
Yeah, that is some great money.
Have you ever met any people like that? Probably have. I think you do.
I've met a few through work.
Yeah. And you said that the local market continues to see rising prices. Now, that can be good or that can be bad. Because rising prices means for everybody that lives there, everything's going to become more expensive. Then you have to get more money and higher salaries, and we call that inflation sometimes, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's not always so good either. Well, what are some of the reasons that families from China buy places in Seattle? It says here.
Yes, one of the reasons they do is as a way to send their children here to go to school. So they want their children to be able to go to school in Seattle.
Right.
And so they buy the property. So
haven't they heard about dormitories at school? Oh, no, they're going to have their house.
Have their own home.
Yeah, and the parents can come and visit them. But now those are the people that have more money, because a lot of people in China wouldn't have that much money. But those people who have earned a lot of money do that. And a lot of Chinese there buy them as an investment so they can have education. Then their kids can be there. If you're a local person and live there, it's cheaper to go to the university, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's kind of an investment for their kids. And I guess you all know that because, you know, this has been going on for a while. But the question is this going to continue? So let's take the next part and find out more if this is going to continue or not.
Will this trend continue? In the long run, Seattle looks like it will remain a desirable market, Ai-Jing Wang, the Real Estate Alliance's CEO, said. It's especially attractive because homes here are cheaper than Vancouver, San Francisco, and New York, which traditionally have been popular for foreign home buyers. But we're getting more expensive and catching up with those cities. If anything, that only builds more confidence among foreign buyers because they know they'll get a better return on their investment, Liu said. But rising prices are already starting to price out some of the middle-class buyers in China. One of my friends looked here but bought in Maryland because it's more affordable, Liu said.
So we continue now on page 32 in the end of our lesson today. There's two paragraphs. The first one is talking about whether this trend will continue. Michael, can you tell me what a trend is actually?
A trend is when you look at some information and follow it over time to see the progress, whether it goes up or down. And that is basically what a trend is, or if something is trending.
Okay, sometimes we say something is trendy, which means it's popular, it's in style or something. And something is a trend, everybody's doing it. Like for a while, everybody was wearing blue jeans to work, and then for a while, something else was a trend. And there's a lot of different kinds of trends, aren't there? Can you think of any trends? There's clothing trends. What about food? Sometimes it's kind of fashionable.
Food. And I think there's trends in housing as far as, you know, how something is decorated, mm-hmm. you know, the kind of furniture right. that's put in or different kinds of decorations.
Well, of course, people like to have these trends going because they can make money on them, because yes. if everybody's doing it, then you want to buy it, too. It's a trend for men to have long hair or short hair. I've noticed a lot of men in America now are growing these big mustaches, and they look like they're the old pioneers. Is that a trend now? You got a little bit of a mustache.
It does seem that facial hair is beginning to trend again.
Yeah, it is, because for a while, you know, everybody was, and then people had long hair, guys had long hair, and then they had short hair, and I don't know. These are all trends, aren't they?
They certainly are.
They last, how long does a trend last, 10, 20 years?
I've heard that a trend tends to last anywhere up to 10 years, and they tend to come back about every 30 years or so.
See, for a while, it's all this way, and then short skirts, and next trend is long skirts, next trend is jeans. So well, that's what a trend is. So what kind of a trend are we talking about here, Colleen?
We're talking about a trend that relates to the affordability of a home mm-hmm. in the area.
Okay, so in the long run, and this is an interesting phrase, we say that in the long run. And how would you say that in another way? In the long run?
Over time. So in an extended period of time, maybe about 10 years, will Seattle continue to be a place that people want to buy homes?
Right. You know, in a short time or a long time. So in the long time, it says, it's probably going to remain a very desirable market. This is what Mr. Wong said. And he's of the Real Estate Alliance. And why is it especially attractive, Celeste? Why?
I think people like to live in the cities. There's lots of activities and there's lots of things to do. So the trend of living in cities is probably going to continue.
Mm-hmm. And it seems that the homes are cheaper than in Vancouver. We mentioned Vancouver. Now, Vancouver is also a very nice city. Portland, Oregon is quite a bit like Seattle. They're kind of along the West Coast. They're all the gateway to the Asia. That's true. But Seattle has a lot of things going for it. And it's cheaper than Vancouver. And San Francisco, oh my, it's very expensive now.
Yes.
It's a beautiful city.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, and all these different places. And New York. Oh, that's at the end of the world. You have to go all the way across America to get there.
Yes.
So if you're going to go visit your relatives in China, it's better be in Seattle than New York. It takes longer to get there. Oh, and New York has always been kind of overcrowded, hasn't it?
Yes, it's overcrowded and very, very expensive to live.
That's very expensive. So those have been popular for foreign buyers. I mean, people from South America have often bought things in New York and Florida and stuff. But now the trend seems to be the West Coast, isn't it? But we're getting more expensive and catching up with those cities. Now, to catch up is okay if it's a good thing, but you don't want to catch up with bad things. I think getting expensive is kind of a bad thing. I don't want to catch up with those expensive cities, do you?
No.
No, that's not a good thing.
No, it's not.
No, it really isn't. So, if anything, it just builds more confidence amongst these foreign buyers because they know if they buy something in Seattle, they will get a better return on their investment. What does that mean?
To get a better return, when you buy a home and to get a return on it would mean you turn a profit in your home. So
right.
it's unfortunate that homes become more expensive. However, if you purchased early, you get a better return or a better profit by making that purchase.
That's true, because these rising prices, though, they're starting to price out. This is kind of a phrase we wouldn't have thought of too much before, but when you price something out, what does that mean?
So when you price something out, it means that the market or the companies are charging so much for the home or another product that no one wants to or even can afford to buy it.
Right. You just can't afford it anymore. So I'm sorry, but it's just too expensive, especially for middle-class buyers, people, the ordinary people. Now, we don't expect the poor people to buy anything overseas, even locally. And the middle class is kind of average. And, of course, the very wealthy people, they buy things all over the world. But the middle-class buyers are saying, I don't know, if it gets too expensive, we can't do that. And one of the friends of this said that they looked in Seattle, but they bought in Maryland, which is over by New York on the other side of America. Because, why?
Because it's more affordable, is easier for them to purchase.
It's more affordable. And what does it mean to be affordable?
Makes it more possible for people to buy.
Right. So these are some interesting things we've talked about today, and we're going to review them when you come back tomorrow, because we have 2 days on this lesson, but our time is just about up for today. So we thank you for being with us, and we hope you'll be back tomorrow. Will you all come again tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's say goodbye to everybody then.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.